Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the French Connections Sunday night edition. My name is Daryl Bradford Smith. Great to have you here with me on this French Connection weekend special. The date is the 8th of October, 2006. And it's, as I said, it's a special edition because we've kind of stopped doing some of the files as often because of I underwent surgery recently, and it's a little slower than I had thought. I mean, I've been on medication and trying to recover from it, and it's painful and all this other stuff. And having to do that kind of took me out of the game. It really did. You don't know how quickly you get taken out of things when you're having a lot of pain. So I'm getting back into it. I'm getting back into reading again all of the different emails that are coming to me and all the important information that's been happening. You know, this recent Hassert thing and Foley. What you need to understand about that, and John DeCamp said it quite clearly the other day, you know, this is well rooted in our political system, but not just America. Europe is using the same blackmail system to control their government here. And basically what happens is you get promoted up the ranks here in this political Western world by having something hanging over you. And what they do, they say, okay, well, here are the choices we're going to give you. You can have a nice cushy life of favor and well positioned, or we're gonna out you, we're gonna Foley you, you know, we're gonna create a big scandal to make you keep in line. Now this recent thing, this guy Foley, they've known for years and years and years that this guy was a pedophile dirtbag. Now there are a lot of pedophiles in the Congress. Barney Frank from the Democrats. You know, he was puffing away on a 15-year-old there for a while, a male prostitute living with him in his Georgetown apartment. And of course, the Massachusetts fools reelected this homosexual Zionist Jew. Now, again, was it because he was Jewish? He probably got his big backing because he is. He is held tight to the Zionist party line throughout his career. And I dare say, they were protecting him because basically most of these people are having sex with children on a regular basis. And I believe that's probably what Mr. Barney Frank and others have done. Now, I smell shame on most of our political leaders. I smell shame on them in a way that I don't, maybe some other people are not aware of seeing. When you take a look at what DeCamp has said and you listen to the conspiracy of silence and you listen to what Kay Griggs says and you talk to some of the people like Kathy O'Brien, not her husband, but her, and then you read the stories of Troy Bono and the rest of them, you begin to understand that this is not an anomaly. This is a system. And the Democrats and Republicans are equal participants in this sickness. And, of course, it's been orchestrated by the controllers above them, and that is our Zionist friends. And if you take a look at who's doing it, it'll always root back to these people, always. Now, of course, they don't. Not all of our congressmen and not all of our senators are Jewish. But so the ones that are, generally speaking, are doing it for the cause. They're fighting out there for the Zionist cause. But many of the non-Jews are not. They're there because they have something held over them, you know. And there are a few of them that aren't. You know, and I would guess Paul Wellstone would have been one of them. And Mel Carnahan and his wife took over his seat after he was murdered. And Cynthia McKinney, and we got Ron Paul. That doesn't look like he's ever been involved in any of that stuff. And you'll notice that the people of conscience in our Senate and House of Representatives are vilified. And they probably are aware, including Ron Paul, probably are aware that this is going on in our government. Now, why haven't they stepped up? Well, when you step up with this pedophile issue, you end up dead in most instances. There were countless murders here in Europe over this Mark to True thing. And, of course, I think there was an excess of 10 to 15 the first few years after the scandal came out with Biaggi and Gannon and not Gannon the young man there, I forget, but and Johnny Gosch and others. Now that stuff generated 10 or 15 murders, but there have been more since, and the most recent one is Hunter Thompson. Of course, he's a filthy pig that was filming snuff films for these dirtbags, and actually he was starting to talk about it a little bit. If you know, there was a movie on recently, one of his very strange movies where he's taking a lot of drugs and talking about gonzo journalism, and there's pedophilia in that movie where he admits that he's involved with underage children. This man was a filthy pig, and of course he was venerated in many quarters in the country. I can't imagine how sick a society would have to be to pick leaders and to keep leaders and to allow leaders to be these kinds of people. And worse still is that the public, having inklings that these are the kinds of people they have in charge of the government, and many people know this and turn away from it because it's so sick and disgusting. And rather than stand up and say something about it or do something about it or fight back against it, they make believe they didn't hear it, or they make believe it's really not true, when inside their hearts, when inside themselves, they're aware it is true and they know it's true. And yet, this seems to be the status quo in the American public consciousness here. They know 9/11 is an inside job. They know it. The whole country knows it. Even the people still backing Bush know it. Now, they've rationalized it away by saying, oh, well, we needed to get in a fight with the Muslims, or we needed or whatever. The fact that we've lost over 15,000 of our soldiers, even albeit that they were brought in from South America and Central America, they were still wearing the American uniform, murdered in Iraq by our political leaders. You know, these are the kinds of things that our public should be outraged about, but instead they just want to run back to their TV set and watch stupid programs like Dead Like Me or 6 Feet Under or some other sickness that is being, it's unbelievable. And then we get their professionals out here in the alternative press. Guys like Wing TV, this guy hanging out with every cretin you can think of, Farrell, and he's got this guy Pickering, and he's got this other guy, Mark Glenn, and you take a look at how they are in this nationalist movement and the loose change people, and are they promoting the real facts? Nope, never. What are they really doing? Well, they catch on to our stories, Bolin, myself, Eric Hupschmitz, and they try to promote them as their own, and then they try to spin you away from the further truth that's going to come out subsequent to that. They do it through calling names. They tell me that, you know, they're not involved in any of this, and they have a bunch of followers that actually believe it. And they come out and attack one of the best investigative journalists we've got, Christopher Bolin, and try to make it seem like he's making up stories about being beaten in his front yard when it's pretty clear that that's what happened. And it was clear from the start that that's what happened. But you see, when they've got their audience lied to the way they've done, and they got their supporters lying with them, they can make a case for something different. It's not very different than what our government does to us. And, you know, we're left here trying to put truth packages together for you guys to listen to, important information. We're trying to put together these files and these important debates. And instead we get sidetracked. We get set, you know, adrift, as it were, with subjects that we shouldn't be even bothering with. And then I get emails, why aren't you fighting back against the Piper? He's saying all this stuff, calling Eric Fishbait and calling me these names. And, you know, and I said, you know, I say to myself, why? If you've listened to the things we've done, if you've actually spent any time on the site, you know we're telling the truth. It's as simple as that. And we've always told the truth. And we go, as I'll go back, I'll say that statement as far back as the first day I did it, and it'll be that way till the end of me doing this awful job that I'm doing. I don't lie about this information. I give it to you straight. I give it to you raw. I do make mistakes, but we all do. But I don't lie. Now, when you see these people's association, Statmiller, with, and of course now he's been hanging out a little bit with Wing TV, and then he picks up a couple of new Jewish broadcasters, Abramson. He's already had Robbie Noel, another Jewish fella. All these other things going on at his station. The guy gets money from American Capital Insurance to pay off of his phone bills. It goes back to a P.O. box in Houston. This guy Statmiller, and of course he set up GCN, and then they hived off or cut off that system to start a new one, RBN, so that they would have all the Patriots listen to one of the two networks. And of course then they had their flagship guy Alex Jones telling everybody it's the boogeyman or it's the this guy or that guy, but it had never the Zionists. I mean, he started talking about it just recently, just a little bit, because he was forced to. He was seeing migrating listeners leaving his programming. So what did they do to stop our message? They started calling us names. They started saying Eric said things he didn't say. They started saying Bolin is a liar. They started calling me all kinds of names and saying that I'm a Holocaust denier, which all of you know I don't even talk about that subject, and all this other stuff. And it is effective with the idiots. Now, I know as well as anyone else out there, we are not going to win this war with morons. And so I say good riddance to those twerps, because simple fact is, ladies and gentlemen, we need the powerful people in this society. We need leaders. We need people who are strong emotionally, who are willing to take a moment and look behind the charges that are being leveled against the people that they've been following. And when you've done that, when you look into these facts, when you study them, you know full well that we've always been right on the level with you. And again, I asked this question in the past: who in the hell would I be working for? Who benefits from my story? Is there anybody out there who any group that benefits from the truth I tell? No, only the people do. Think about it. There's no group that benefits from me doing this stuff, except you, the listener. If you take a listen to what Alex Jones does, the Zionists benefit from him. Loose change, the Zionists benefit from him, from them. All the infighting at Wing TV, Statmiller and the Zionist deniers. And now, of course, he once in a while comes out with some things about Zionism, but then he veils his in this white nationalist movement, which is another Zionist front. ADL, guys, right over to Southern Poverty Law. Take a look at the playbook. It's so simple to figure out. And yet I still have to take these stupid emails from you boobs out there. Not all of you, but many of you. Well, you know, why and how come? Well, damn it, look up the information, for crying out loud. And do your due diligence. Use your brain. You were born with a brain. Use it. I mean, geez, Louise. But that being said, so much has happened. Of course, you know our good friend Jim Condit is putting out some information right now. He's got ads on his 24/7 site. He's also got it. He's getting ready to try to raise some money. If you want to get some of these powerful ads that he's put together out there, go to his website and donate a couple of bucks to what he's doing. You know, send him $25, $100 if you can, whatever. This is important stuff, ladies and gentlemen. Jim out there, you've helped me tremendously, Eric and I. Maybe you want to look into helping this man do a couple of these ads. He's going to get them on radio and TV. So let's see what we can get going on these, because he's got a video ad and some radio ads to go out. And by law, he has access to the radio stations. So let's see what we can do with that. He's the only guy that took the plunge that I know of with this election cycle, sadly. Anyway, I'm going to bring up my partner here, and we're going to talk for another 10 or 15 minutes and try to suss out some of these other issues. Eric, are you with me?
Yes, here I am.
Hey, Eric, it's nice to talk to you again.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Well, what's happening, man? I Bolin left American Free Press, and there's no free press involved in that place. I dare say this guy Cardo looks like he set up organizations to me and then turned them over to the ADL. Did that with that historical review one with Mark Weber. That's a completely compromised organization. Now he started that. Barnes Review. It's a pile of crud, this thing. This guy has, for 30, 40 years, has been setting up organizations, and then they mysteriously end up in the hands of bad guys. And I wonder what they do with the list of adherents they have to their publications.
Well, yeah.
Are they going out to be watched, the people who pay money for the American Free Press and the rest of it? I wonder.
Well, it's not. Yeah, it's you have to wonder what they do with their subscriber list, but also then they're making money off these people too, and they may be getting big donations because they always used to boast about that, how they'd get big donations from some Hollywood stars like John Wayne, and so you know a lot of people may have been duped into thinking, oh, these are the patriots, they're fighting, but look closely at what's been going on lately with these people there. Like Piper's defense of David Duke is out of control. And same with Mark Glenn. You know, they're all doing this. And if you look at, just look at what these people are on the internet have been saying about Duke for years. I mean, the pedophilia involved with him, the homosexuality, the bisexuality. I mean, these accusations are not new. They've been coming from a lot of people. So I think what people need to do is realize, you know, this whole white supremacist movement could be just like you see with so many of the others. It's their movement. It's their way of controlling and manipulating. And
it's another pen, Eric, that Morris Deese can set up in his Southern Poverty Law Organization.
Right, and that's why nothing ever happens with these groups. They never encourage anything useful. They never tell people to do anything. They just talk. It's just mindless dribble. And what we need to do is realize we can do something. Don't be afraid. You'll see this fear everywhere. They're going to chip you. They're going to track you. It's even in Aaron Russo's movie of Freedom to Fascism. He even shows you the chips. He gives you a picture of them. They're going to put them under your skin. Well, you know, we don't need that. We don't have to put up with this nonsense. Most of what these people are doing is frightening people and encouraging you to be silent out of fear that they may come and get you, put you away in jail. And we need to be telling people, get the police on our side, get the military on our side, get the firemen on our side, get the construction workers, the steel workers, everybody. Don't be afraid. Get out
there.
Well,
look what the steel workers did with Bush in Pittsburgh yesterday.
Yeah, and you know what's ironic is that the people that do this kind of work, the farmers, the carpenters, the steel workers, they have more power than they realize. They're just not smart enough to realize it. If they were to organize, they could bring the military to its knees. The military is nothing without food, supplies, electricity. The military doesn't have their own supplies. They're dependent on other people. And if the carpenters, steel workers, mechanics, technicians and all would just wise up and realize they have control over this country. They could do something. But the only time they're ever organized by these unions is to go on strike for some more, few more pennies per hour or another benefit for their health or something. They never go on strike just to get rid of the corruption. They never go on strike to find out what happened with the USS Liberty or 9/11. If these unions had any sense, that's what they would do with them. That's what I would do with them.
Well, the unions at the top level are corrupt.
It's everywhere. It's all of our organizations. The leadership in this world is unbelievable. And there was something in one of these protocols of Zion about this, that there's something about a remark about how there are more people with low moral standards than there are with high moral standards, and that is what they're taking advantage of. These people are finding them, and there is no shortage of them. All you have to do is offer them some money, or offer them some children, or offer them whatever, gambling. And you got control over them. They have this huge pool of people willing to do what they ask simply for some money or for some sex or for some gambling or fame. And that is what these people are depending on. And that is not a very stable organization. This is why we can defeat them. The people that they have blackmailed, they don't really have the motivation to work for that group. They're only doing it for the money or the sex and out of fear of being turned in. You know, that's not the same as having real motivation to fight for their cause. So this group is very unstable. It's very risky. A lot of the people that are working for them could switch in a moment. They have no loyalty to these people. You know, if you just tell them, look, you know, we can offer you some money, or here, you want some children? You know what I mean? It's an unstable group. It's an unstable organization. We don't have to fear this kind of people. This type of group.
Eric, when people are willing to take an 8-year-old, a 10-year-old, and sexually abuse them and turn them into slaves. And actually, here in Europe, they were housing them in dungeons and stuff. I mean, they would hose them down and ship them out for sex parties with politicians. I mean, I got to tell you, Eric, these people that do that, they need to be killed.
Well,
Eric, they need to be killed. I'm sorry. And if I had the chance, I would kill them myself.
Well, I'm not defending them. I'm saying when you think about this is their group. This is their army. I mean, these people, they're not really working for the cause. They're working for the money or the children or the gambling. They're not really motivated to help the group. We can beat a group like this is what I'm trying to point out. They're not, I mean, a group, think about it. If you were trying to run a business, would you want your employees to be there only because of this sort of a reason? What kind of a group is this? This is a terrible group. This is a group that can be beaten because they don't really have the motivation. They're not interested in the cause. They're only interested in that money or that sex. And they're interested in avoiding jail. And so this is not a good group. We can beat them.
Well, you know, I'm taking a look now at the, you know, they've got all of the legislation they need in place now, Eric, to lock the country down. It was a slow process. I mean, I really thought we were going to see lockdown at much sooner, but they needed the laws, the color of law, to get ready for all this. And sadly, the last thing that really blew my mind was this one where they can just take you off the street, of course, and just rendition you somewhere.
Yeah, but what people have to realize is a law doesn't do any good and there's just somebody to enforce it.
That's right. Now, that's the next thing I want to talk about. See, here's the other side of it. Because many of our law enforcement are not brought up to speed on what's happening, and that's why we need to inform them, listen, they may follow the edicts of this sick group because they don't know any better. So our job should be the people that are there to enforce their sickness should be the first people we target for information.
That's right, the police and the military. And that is what's peculiar. When I once said this months ago that we should get the police involved, I'll get emails. But the police, we don't want to talk to them. They're bad. This is what scares them. Their laws are absolutely worthless if there's no one to enforce them. If we can show the police that they are suckers, they're being fools, then they've got no one to enforce them. They can write all the laws they want. It won't mean anything. And the same is true with their wars. If you could just show the military, you don't have to go to Iran and bomb these people. You don't have to be in Iraq. You can walk out right now. If we just show them that, it won't matter what their laws are. It won't matter what they do. If there's no one to do the work, it's like a farmer. If there are no farmers to give you food, you're going to have to get your own. And that's why I say the steel workers, the carpenters, if these people had enough intelligence to realize the power they have, they could say to the military, we're not going to give you any more food or supplies or electricity until you stop this. Get the corruption out of here. And they could do that. They could even do it with the police departments. They could say, you're not getting electricity. That's it. We're shutting your phones down. We're shutting your electricity down. We're not giving you gas. We're not fixing your cars. We're not even giving you supplies any longer. The people making the guns, that they could say to the police, you're not getting any more guns, you're not getting any more bullets until you start behaving. The trouble is the people don't realize the power they have, and that's what people like Aaron Russo, Alex Jones, that's what they're always trying to convince you, that you're helpless, that you can't do anything. That's the exact opposite of what we need to be telling people. We need to show them you are not helpless.
Well, when they passed that first Patriot Act, there were small governments, city governments, town governments across the country who said that law is void in my community. I won't enforce that. You can't, you won't, that law, I mean, I think there's like 1,000 or 1,500 even communities that passed legislation in their own community saying, we will not respect that law.
That's right. That's all you have to do is say no. It's that simple. When the government tells you, we're going to put chips under you, you just say no. It's that easy. But the people, if you listen to Alex Jones, Jeff Renz, Aaron Russo, all of these others, you're going to hear, you can't say no. They're going to do it. They're going to force it. But it's nonsense. Who's going to force it? Who? You've got to find somebody. And it's not going to be easy for them just to get blackmailed people to do the enforcing. The blackmailed people do not have the motivation. And so this is why I say this group is not very stable. So what if Foley is afraid of blackmail? And what is Foley going to do? Is he going to come to your house with a gun and try to force a chip under your skin? I don't think so. None of these people are. And so they might pass laws. They might have a lot of influence over us, but we can get them out whenever people start realizing they've got the power. They can tell these people, get out. The people with the most power are the ones with the skills and the ones working, the farmers, carpenters, the rest. These government workers with no skills can be told, get lost. We're sick of you.
Well, you know, the other side of this, Eric, is that we're starting to get mainstream attention on at least the 9/11 issue, which, of course, you were talking yesterday about many of these peace groups don't want anyone talking about the 9/11 issue. And what you need to understand, it's so simple, that 9/11, once that's exposed, their reason for having the war no longer is valid. In other words, we can prove through 9/11 that all the things that subsequently came into being were nonsense. The Patriot Act and the Osama bin Laden is a big lie and all of it. And the fact is, Eric, 9/11 is the real key issue here. And I'm wondering who is promoting Sophia's video.
Well, there are people promoting it, but you're right. The anti-war groups do not want this stuff. They do not ever. That's the first thing I noticed in 2002 when I first put my book together. There was an anti-war rally here in my own city, and I thought, oh, well, they'll love this. They want to stop the war. They're going to love information which shows that 9/11 is a fraud, and therefore we have no justification for this war. And they have no interest at all in this. And the only conclusion is they're either complete imbeciles or they are infiltrated. And people have to stop making excuses for them. A lot of people say, well, they're just stupid, or they just don't know. Well, then what are you following them for? What are we supporting this? We've got to raise standards for everybody in leadership. Everybody, the anti-war groups, the school administrators, the media people, the banking, the people in our banks, everybody. We need better, higher standards for these people. Stop making excuses. They don't make excuses for you. Now, this is what's interesting. When an assembly line worker or a carpenter or a doctor makes a mistake, just an ordinary mistake, especially doctors, they get sued. They get yelled at. People in government, on the other hand, they can make gross errors that just cost thousands of lives, billions of dollars, and people make excuses for them. I mean, look at the difference. You know, if you're a worker and you make a mistake, you get reprimanded. You might get fired. And then the opposite, when the government worker makes a mistake, that same worker will then make excuses. We got to reverse this. We've got to start putting higher standards on our government leaders. When they mess up, just get them out of there. The anti-war groups, if they can't understand the value of 9/11, tell them to leave. And do exactly like they would do with you. You tell them, you're fired. Get out now. Just like they would do with you if you were on an assembly line and messing up. They wouldn't give you excuses. You're not going to find the CEO coming down and saying, well, maybe he's just stupid. Give him another chance. And the same is true if you're doing illegal things on the assembly line. They're not going to say, oh, well, maybe he just didn't know, or maybe it's a right-wing conspiracy or left-wing conspiracy. Just let him stay there. They say, get out. He's fired. We got to do the same thing. Tell these people in leadership positions, you're fired. Get out.
Yeah, but see, this is kind of pie in the sky, though, because I think it's a late hour, Eric. And what I'm saying to you is that we've been able, you and I, with Bolin, with the listeners, with the people like, what's her name, Carol Valentine and many others, we've put the full story together. One of the people keep writing me, why don't you do this interview, do that interview? Let's see, what they want me to do is entertain them. This is not about entertainment. What it is, ladies and gentlemen, and what it is, Eric, you know, is that we've put the story together. There's very little about what we've done that needs to be added to. I mean, you could go on and color it in forever, but the battle lines have been drawn. The facts and evidence are there. We know who did 9/11. We know who's running our government. We know who we're going to war for. We know the crimes they did and how they're kept in line. We got the story. My point is that unless it's going to push the ball forward, and I think conversations like this do that, it's really not in our best interest to just do an interview for the sake of doing it.
Right. I know. It's getting stagnant with this 9/11. We've got to get beyond this. The point we need to go to is, what are we going to do? That's right. The point we got to get to. How do we fix this world? How do we get a better system for electing government officials? The system we have is too corrupt. It's too easily manipulated. We've got banking system, media that needs to be redone. Our military leadership, look at that. We've got to start getting the conversation beyond 9/11, and this is where we're running into trouble. All the other people in the so-called truth movement, the anti-war movement, they don't want that. They don't want to get to the point of what do we do. They want us to stay forever just criticizing George Bush or talking about what kind of plane hit the Pentagon. Who cares already with these details? We got to go, what do we do with our lives before we're all dead? What are we going to do?
That's right.
We can make this better. We can have nicer cities, nicer economy. We can have a better school system. We don't need all this manipulation of children. And look at the manipulation of children. They are, you got businesses trying to push them to buy name brand clothing, food. There's 24-hour-a-day sexual titillation in advertisements, TV shows. They're being used by businesses for money. They're being used by the Zionists to create Judeo-Christians who want to go fight Arabs. They're just tools of businesses, tools of Zionists. You know, well, we don't have to put up with this. We can have a better life. This is what we got to get the conversation to, and it means getting the people away from these liars, getting them away from the Aaron Russos, the Alex Joneses, these peace groups, these anti-war groups, the Republicans and the Democrats.
Yeah.
And if you look at the polls, the Republicans are so stupid. They are ready to vote for McCain, Condi Rice, and the other top one.
Giuliani.
These are the three.
All of them involved in the crime.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
And what I think we need to get the information out for is, I don't know how this country is going to make it. I think it's going to get worse, but we got to get the information out so that when it really gets bad, we can say to people, we can't just redo it. We've got to take a look at what went wrong with it the first time and point out this, it's this infiltration. It's this manipulation. It's this blackmail. We've got to create a nation that has safeguards against this. These are the issues we got to deal with. How do we stop this infiltration, this blackmail? Because it's ruining the world. It's not just this country.
That's right. That's right. And it's you know, and they go around the planet in phases, implementing sickness in different countries around the world, Eric. And it's America's turn to fall. And boy, they've done everything in their power to make it happen. And we're not far from falling off that cliff. And it is time that people take actions. And the actions that we need to take, first of all, is, I'm not going to play anymore. I'm taking my ball and going home. Meaning, we don't have to participate in your sickness. And that's like saying that it's over now. I'm not going to, you know, help support you financially. I'm not going to help support you with my labor. I'm not going to help support you with my efforts. You are finished. And if that attitude is taken against all of these, malfeaters, what we're gonna find, Eric, is that they don't have anybody to carry out their crimes.
That's right. People could just stop buying their newspapers, their magazines, their other, you know, all their publications, stop giving them money at their websites. They could stop giving them support of you know, any kind of support. It's effortless. It's effortless to say no. It's effortless. I mean, you can save money when you don't buy their publications. And so this is what people just need to do. Realize you can do it. Just say no to these.
And turn off the TV sets.
Yeah, don't.
Jesus.
Just listening to that stuff and letting their children listen to it. But so this is what I think they're afraid of, is action, that we might do something. We might realize we're not helpless. We don't have to live in fear of this new world order. And watch out, this Mark Foley thing. It looks like, if you look at the latest magazines that are coming out right now, Time and Newsweek, they're both running this as like full page, front, you know, cover stories, trying to make it look like, oh, these bad Republicans, let's just bring in a Democrat, problem solved. If we go through this, it's a sign that these people can't learn even the most basic concepts. That you know, there's like the difference between constipation and diarrhea. We don't need either one of these groups. We've got to get better quality. We need higher standards.
Well, we've been battling a couple of years going on here, Eric. And, you know, Boland's now an independent guy working on his own, and want to make sure everybody keeps giving his effort. supports in his writings their support, because he has been one of the main sources for a lot of our exposing of these people and getting the full story out. And again, there's more story to be had, but it's got to be important to be added.
Well, yeah, you can only talk so much about, you know, these issues, but yeah, you know, he does bring out a lot of the Israeli connections.
Yeah.
That's why I think they don't like him so much. And now Jim Condit is taking advantage of this law, so I'm sure he's going to start getting more pressures. This law is very important for people to understand what this allows, because the media is under control. It's totally under control. And so the only way you can get anything like what we say on the media is to take advantage of this particular law, which allows political candidates to say whatever they want to say in their political advertisements. So what Jim Condit is going to do is, you know, run for Congress. He knows he's not going to win, but he can then put anything on the TV or the radio, whatever he can afford. It depends on how much people donate.
Well, they need to donate immediately. He needs money. And I mean, he's got none of his own. He's put his heart and soul into this. We've got a few weeks left. Man, we can do some real damage to these people in just a short few weeks if we get a couple of bucks. Look, send the guy $50, $25, anything you can get out of your pocket. Cash in a savings bond and send it into him. Because look, and it's got to go in as a political contribution, because he's a candidate. He's got to keep it above board. But you have to understand here, ladies and gentlemen, we can get this message farther afield in Cincinnati and elsewhere.
And they can go to his website that shows the ads and the donations. It's called thetruth247.com. So it's...
Is it .com or .org?
I'll just type it right here to make sure. But thetruth247.com, it'll bring up his ads. You can even watch it. He's got four of them already. And what it's doing is just blatantly just putting out information, just... It's stuff that you would never normally see on the media. It's the only way.
He's going to be on tomorrow night with me. We're going to air those ads. But in the meantime, go to the site if you're listening to this broadcast. Get ready and get a check out to him, or get a contribution in the mail to him, or send him a PayPal wire right away, because we got to get these ads on the air, and we've got a few weeks. We can impact hundreds of thousands of people in a very short time.
And then by watching the results of the ads, they can fine-tune them to make them more effective. So we can learn from it and keep going and continue this.
Yeah.
So don't think that this is like a one-time thing. This is the beginning. This is the beginning to learn from it and fine-tune it.
Well, we're at battle here. We're at battle stations, and we're not going to take any prisoners, Eric. You know, I'm glad you came on tonight. I wanted to do a little rant. You know, I've been going through a lot of personal challenges here with this leg of mine, and I tell you, I have been knocked off my feet pretty bad with this, and I'm starting to feel a little better. But you know, I was off my game for a while, buddy.
Well, I know when your body's not working quite right, you can affect you badly.
Well, I just wanted to sleep, because when I was awake, it was bothering me. And well, now we're back, and we're gonna start putting a couple files together for you. Some of these rants, I'm gonna get back into doing a few of them and taking on some issues. I want to take on this sack of shit, Michael Piper. He makes me want to be sick to my stomach. This guy. Because I am aware that what he's done and who he works for and what he's been doing. And you know what? He is the worst of all types, that this guy, because he purports and promotes himself as the ultimate truth teller. And this guy is nothing more than a shill and a liar and a, geez, if you take a look at it rationally, you come to no other conclusion. And I'll tell you, his biggest guilt is his associations, Eric.
Well, this is what's bringing it out. When you look at who he defends and who defends him, you'll see the connection. The Piper, Wing TV, the American Free Press. Wing TV is even getting their articles published, not just in the American Free Press, but their other publication, the Barnes Review. I mean, how are they doing that? Plus, they're publishing Kaminsky's books. They publish Piper's books. Plus, they get invited to their conference in Washington. So these people are, this Wing TV crowd, this is, there's something going on here. It's very serious here.
Yeah, and they're hanging around with Carl Schwartz.
Yeah, so there's something going on here, and I think that is why they are just panicking at the thought that they're being exposed now. And some of the stuff they say, I mean, here they're going up, they're coming out again, sometimes with outright lies. The problem is, it doesn't matter if they lie. It doesn't matter if they get caught. Most people never seem to notice that they're lying. You see the same thing coming from the conventional media. They can just come out with outright lies, like 19 Arabs did that 9/11 attack. These are outright lies. They know they're lies.
Yeah.
And so the people that say they can trust the media, look at it. They lie all the time. But they do it in a clever way. They'll say, you know, reports are that 19 Arabs do it. That way they can say,
you know, who gets on Coast to Coast? Wing TV.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and they're clever how they do it. They've been doing this for years. They're not amateurs. So you'll see that when they lie, they often have a way of getting out of it. But this is what people have to realize. They're supporting the liars. They're not only that, but they're risking a lot, because if they give them financial support or their names and addresses, look at what the protocols of Goyim, I mean, the protocols of Zion say.
The protocols against the Goyim.
Yeah, how they want to identify and get rid of any of the intelligent Goyim and leave behind hordes of imbeciles that are much more easily scooped up. And so you've got to, the people have to remember, you've got to watch out. This is a battle of intelligence, and don't be a sucker.
Yeah.
Don't fall for their tricks.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to let you go, Eric. I think this is a good Sunday night rant here. I was feeling my oats today. I had a little bit of energy to share with the listeners, and I'm back trying to put these things together. And I'm really happy you came on with me. We're going to put some files together this upcoming week. Tomorrow, you all look forward to Jim Condit to start the new week. Really, be generous. And then we'll have a chance to hear and see the impact our efforts can make. And, I mean, I'll tell you, when you hear what he has to say, you're going to know. If that gets out onto the public airwaves, it's going to cause a stir.
Well, plus, people can also do it themselves. Look at what Jim is doing. Watch it. You can do it yourself.
That's right.
All you do is say, okay, I'm a candidate now. Get yourself registered. And then you can put your own ads out if you don't want to give him the support. So don't think that you have
to
follow.
Too late to do that for this election cycle.
It's coming up for the next one, though. But what I'm trying to say is you don't have to feel like you have to follow Jim Condit. And you can do it yourself. You can join in.
That's right. Yeah. Well, it seemed like a lot of information we went through here today, Eric. And I want to thank you, my friend, for being on with me. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Daryl Bradford Smith. This is our Sunday special edition of The French Connection. And until tomorrow night with Jim Condit, have a great end of the week here, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Be well. Bye-bye.